Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
What's up, everybody? It's Andrew, and welcome to episode 134 of the Jaguar Podcast. I'll be doing a pregame analysis of the matchup between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Houston Texans. So let's get into it. But to start off with, as always, subscribe to the channel. If you enjoy the content, hit the little bell button if you want to receive alerts for new content. Appreciate the love and support. All right, so we face the Texans week five. This could be a tough game to watch again. I think I'm just going to be honest, because I try to be honest with you guys, that the Texans will probably get their first win this week. They're 0-4. They just fired their head coach, Bill O'Brien. I think they're going to be really hungry for a win. And Jacksonville's secondary, the defense is just not playing well. So I think, you know, it's going to be a tough game to watch. We're playing it in Houston. So, you know, I think if Jacksonville doesn't show up and make some adjustments on defense, like I said, it's going to be a very, very tough game to watch. Gardner Minshew has to show up and play better. We have to have less penalties in this game. We had tons of penalties in the game against the Bengals that killed drives for us. It just really hurt us. Trey Herndon has to play better. You know, had a couple penalties in the game against the Bengals. You know, we got to be able to stop the run. And we got to be able to stop Deshaun Watson. Because he's going to be able to get outside of that pocket and scramble and run. We got to have outside contained. So Josh Allen and Kalavon Chasen, they all have to play really well. They have to make sure that Watson doesn't scramble and have some huge plays. Linebackers have to play better. Joe Schobert has to play better. And we just have to play overall better as a defense. I think we have to establish that running game, get James Robinson going, tire out their defense. And, you know, I think that's going to be probably a big factor in making this game competitive. Gardner Minshew, of course, has to play better. He's got to get rid of the ball. He holds onto the ball too long. And, you know, depending on how the game starts and the tempo goes, you know, he may be playing from behind and try to force plays, but he's got to get rid of the football when there's nothing there. He's got to secure the ball. You know, he's got to make those throws. And wide receivers have to play better. You know, wide receivers, you know, Conley and Chenault and Chark played much better in the last game against the Bengals, even though we lost. Let's get the ball to LaVisca. LaVisca Chenault, he's a beast, and we can use him in so many different ways. So I'd really like to see us use LaVisca in this game. The offensive line has to block better. It's going to be, I think Cam Robinson may be out with a knee injury, so Will Richardson may be playing on Sunday at left tackle. He has to have a good game. You know, Juwan Taylor has to play a good game, depending on, you know, where they line up. J.J. Watt, it's probably going to be up against, you know, Juwan Taylor. So he's going to have to shut down J.J. Watt. And I think that's really it. I don't have too many other thoughts on this game. It could be ugly. You know, my prediction, I see Jacksonville, you know, if they don't show up, losing this game by two touchdowns. But if they do, it could be close. Could be a, you know, could be a one touchdown game. Just really depends on whether Jacksonville shows up. I think Doug Marrone is playing for his job. I think Todd Wash is probably playing for his job as well. And if he's not, there's something wrong because he just the defenses look terrible. Those are really my thoughts on the game. I hope it is a competitive game, but I think Houston's going to come away with their first win. I think in terms of like where we go from here, I think Jacksonville should just start playing some of their rookies. Put Shaq Quarterman out there at linebacker. You know, put Daniel Thomas in at the safety position. You know, there was some talk on Twitter about going after Geno Stone. One of the guys, actually, I thought Jacksonville should have drafted, but I guess the Ravens cut him, and he was like a seventh-round pick, and he's out on the market now. But, I mean, I don't know why we would go after him now because we have Daniel Thomas. So, you know, let's get Daniel Thomas some reps. I'd love to see DJ Chark out there, but I don't know if they're going to activate him. He may get, you know, I don't know what they're going to do with D.D. Westbrook. Not DJ Chark, D.D. Westbrook. But, yeah, so that'll be interesting to see. But let me know how you feel about this game, what the score is going to be, or kind of your thoughts. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. If you enjoy the content, subscribe to the channel. Show your boy some love and support. You know, come by Twitter. I have a pinned tweet on my Twitter feed. So if you are the first to leave a written review on my Apple podcast, I will send you some merchandise. I'll send you a t-shirt or a face cover of your choice. Just after you leave the review, send me a direct message on Twitter and I will send that merch to you. Appreciate the support. Stay safe. Stay sane, stay healthy, go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that JYD coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day, night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.